North Dakota's public employees retirement system is looking toward the future.
We're currently funded at about 70%.
PERS Acting Executive Director Sharon Schirmeister says the goal is to be at 100% funding. She says to get there, PERS is proposing some options. One would be to implement the fourth year of a recovery plan. That would increase the contributions to the retirement plan from both employee and employer.
The fourth year of the recovery plan is a 1% contribution increase for the employers and a 1% contribution from the employees. That will take it to, for the employee, it would be a total of 7% of their compensation would be paid into the retirement plan, and then the employer share would be 7.12%.
But Schirmeister says the state is in a different environment than it was when the original recovery plan began in 2011. That's based on changing state revenue situations.
It's difficult for the state to commit to that extra 1%. And then we also know from an employee standpoint, the fact that they didn't get pay increases for this two-year period, it may become more difficult to have their support looking for a 1% reduction in pay to pay into the retirement plan.
So the PERS board is proposing some other options. They would mean a reduction in benefits. They include reducing the retirement multiplier for new hires, plus a reallocation of the employer contribution to retiree health insurance into the general funding pool. The legislature's Employee Benefits Programs Committee is studying those options. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.